glory of Yahweh was revealed to them. And Yahweh said to Moses, take the staff and gather the assembly, you and Aaron your brother, and speak to that rock before their eyes. It will produce water, and you will bring forth water for them from the rock. You will provide water for the assembly and for their cattle. And Moses took the staff from before Yahweh as he had commanded him. Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together in front of the rock, and Moses said to them, listen, O these valiant people, is it from this rock that we should bring forth water for you? Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock with his rod twice, and much water came forth in the assembly and their cattle drank. But Yahweh said to Moses and to Aaron, because you have not trusted in me to show my holiness before the eyes of the Israelites, therefore you will not bring this congregation into the land which I have given to them. These are the waters of quarreling, where the sons of Israel quarreled with Yahweh, and in which he showed himself to be holy. This is our text. No one said it would be easy. Tests and rumors of tests, concentrated courses, long hours of study, and then the awful, torment, a lingering inferno. Surely there must be an easier way. If we think we have it bad, consider the children of Israel in our text. We talk about more than a month of heat and drought in our country. For them it was not just 40 days, it was 40 years in the wilderness, in the heat, and in the dryness. Certainly time enough to work at the first and desire to take the next few sons. But there wasn't any water. Oh, they had plenty of other complaints along the way. No sooner had they left Egypt than they wanted food, than they wanted better food, than they wanted water, and suddenly the slavery and servitude of Egypt didn't look so bad after all. But now here was certainly a legitimate complaint. They had no water. What kind of a place was this out there in the desert? They even call it an evil place. No water. Nothing to drink. Oh, and they are ready to point out they didn't have any grain or pig or grapes or pomegranate either, for that matter. Well, nobody said this was going to be easy. And what about Moses and Aaron? What do you think was going on in their minds? If only these people would settle down. They've been bellyaching for 40 years. And why blame us just because we're the leaders? It's not our fault. They fainted in fear before the reports of the spies. It's their fault we've been wandering and wandering for 40 years in the wilderness. Why blame us? What can we do about it? Can we produce water for you? I suppose you think we can bring water out of this rock. Is it from this rock that we should bring forth water for you? Not quite, Moses. You're not going to do anything. And neither is Aaron. But God is. All you are going to do, Moses, is to speak to the rock. That's a bit peculiar, to be sure. It's even absurd. But Moses, do you have any other ideas? You're going to pray for rain in the desert? For seismic readers to discover the best place to dig a well? Or Moses, are you simply going to stretch the intended place the gracious gift of God to prophets for help and love. And sometimes that's the hardest to do of all, simply to trust God. I sometimes wonder if Moses wasn't the most surprised when water really did come out of that rock. No one said that faith and trust were easy either. They are, in fact, quite impossible. Because as sinful people, we too don't want to let go of ourselves, of our pride, of our ambition, of our time, of our need, of our priority. Sinful man wants credit for his work, glory for his leadership, and lots of water in the hot weather. And a few grapes and figs and pomegranates wouldn't be bad either. How easily we forget the grace of God, who has revealed his glory. And we turn the very blessings of God into strife and contention and quarreling. And sometimes God has to take us all of us, even the world, to remind us just how much we need him and him alone. What blessing it is to realize that we have all we ever need when we have only God. After all, he's only the creator of heaven and earth. He's only the God of grace who brought his people Israel forth from the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, divided the waters before them and led them miraculously into safety. He's only the God of glory, the Holy One of Israel, who has revealed his glory also to us. Now, it's not easy to trust the Lord. It's not easy to serve the Lord. It's not easy to lead the community of Israel. It's not even possible to believe the power and the grace of the Lord Almighty unless he himself first comes to us. Unless he himself first calls us, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies us. Now, totally contrary to our own sinful pride and our glory, we have to admit that we are hopeless and helpless sinners, left in an evil wilderness, all too ready still to confirm rather than to confess. And yet, how totally incredible to believe that by grace alone, our sinful, selfish, complaining pride has been punished and forgiven by the death of God himself, by God's own Son, by God's glory incarnate, full of grace and truth. Now that wasn't easy, to die for the sins of the world. But our Lord did it out of love and grace for us. And really, how absurd to think that the power and grace of God can be revealed in something so mundane as water with the word, even flowing miraculously from a rock. And how really peculiar to believe that we can touch and even taste the very glory of God's real presence in something so everyday as bread and wine. but how we need that life-giving food. As we wander through our world with all the physical and spiritual characteristics of an evil place, of an evil wilderness, and yet we know that the Lord God of heaven and earth is with us to guide us, to lead us, to love us, to forgive us, to refresh us day by day with His forgiving grace and glory as we struggle with difficulties in our world of sin and sorrow and complaining and pride. God has made us His people. He has redeemed us. We are His people. He is our God. And He will lead us to our promised land. He will guide us and give us the opportunity to serve Him, to lead His people Israel, and to show forth His holiness in humble faith and trust. Now, who can complain about that? Amen.